Now that the oldest millennials are approaching 40, it's time to figure out what the next generation is all about. And today, the Pew Research Center has a report on post-millennials. It says they're more racially and ethnically diverse than previous generations. NPR's Hanzila Wong has more.
Some call them Generation Z, but not 20-year-old Carla Reyes-Diaz. She's a student at Barnard College, and she says she's generally identified with millennials, like me. That's until we start talking about social media.
I got Facebook right when I was entering college, but for you...
It's like elementary school.
And then you moved on, right? Like Facebook and then...
Facebook is like for family albums.
The Pew Research Center says there are other differences between millennials and post-millennials. The younger generation is more likely to be Latino or Asian. Reyes-Diaz says she's noticed this trend among younger Latinx students at Columbia University, who she says are, quote, more authentic.
When I first got to Columbia, I thought, oh my God, I have to speak a certain way and I can't do this and that. But I see these kids and they're here blaring their music and wearing their clothes just like if they were in the Bronx, and it makes me so happy.
The Pew Research Center's new report was co-written by Richard Fry. The researchers analyzed Census Bureau data. Pew found that the Great Recession is a big break between the millennial generation and the following one.
There was a large fall off in employment opportunities. And immigration to the U.S. sort of peaked. The flows peaked in 2005. And so when there was fewer immigrants coming to the U.S., there was also fewer immigrant children.
That's helping post-millennials hit educational benchmarks. Young Latinos born in the U.S. are more likely than those born abroad to go further in their schooling. Fry says that's true overall for post-millennials.
They're less likely to drop out of high school. They're more likely to finish high school. And of those who aren't enrolled in high school, they're more likely to be in college.
Fry adds post-millennials may have more help at home to prepare for higher education. That's because they're more likely than millennials to live with a parent with at least a bachelor's degree.
Their parents have a better sense of how to get them prepared to go to college. Their parents have a better sense of sort of the pathways and how college admissions work here in the U.S. And also, they have higher incomes.
Fry cautions this is one snapshot of a generation, and that picture may shift with time and changes in immigration patterns. What 21-year-old Yasmin Butte doesn't plan to shift is her determination to finish her schooling. She's set to graduate from Columbia University in May and has two younger sisters, one also in college and another applying to schools.
You have a family of post-millennials.
Yes, we're all born after 97.
Butte says her mother, who was born in Chile and never went to college, raised her and her two sisters with the same routine every night.
She would tell us that she won't be able to die happy and like in peace if her daughters don't go to college and become something big and great.
The Pew Research Center is planning to keep studying where post-millennials like Butte go next. Hanzila Wong, NPR News, New York.